Hello. My name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I just wanted to talk about myself. I'm actually just, I don't know. I don't really feel good. And I'm really sad, actually. I don't even think I'm gonna put the ad in here. Because I just need to vent. And I keep having stuff going wrong with all the things that I keep trying. I keep trying to do more stuff and I keep trying to do stuff for the Lord. And I keep trying to go in the direction that I think I want him, that he wants me to go into. But it feels like nothing I do ever takes off, and everything I go through faces extreme opposition. Because I'm starting the YouTube channel because I'm trying to be more personal on my YouTube channel. And it's just, this stuff isn't working anymore. My laptop is so crummy and it won't work. It won't work with the videos anymore. It won't record the videos anymore. And I have so much that I want to say. And I already started the conversation on YouTube, and I don't want to say it again on my podcast. I don't want to say it again on my podcast. And I wanted my podcast to be separate. I wanted my podcast to just be the ministry, you know, the ministry of Jesus Christ. I just wanted it to be the ministry. I didn't want it to be personal. But I don't know. Maybe this is God leading me and telling me that he wants my podcast to be personal and that I should tell you all what's going on inside my head. But if I'm going to be honest, I feel scared. I feel scared to do that because I don't want to be not taken seriously as a prophet. I want to be taken seriously as a prophet, and I don't want to tell you all the ins and outs of what's going on in my head because I don't want you all to leave. I have so little of you already, and I don't want the little of you that I have to leave. I just want someone who's going to believe me. Who's going to see what I'm going through and believe me? But sometimes when I look at everything and I think about everything that I'm going through, it just feels so hard to believe. I have schizophrenia and I hear voices and I hear demons, and the voices that I hear are demons, and the demons that I hear have favor for me. They favor me. The demons like me. They want to date me. They want to be with me. They like me. And so they're trying to do everything that they can to keep me isolated and alone and to keep me by myself and distrustful of others because they want to date me. They want to be with me. They want to have a relationship with me. They want to have a life with me. And they all tell me that. All of them tell me that they want me and they want me exclusively. That when they get me, they don't want me talking about Jesus. They don't want me talking about anyone else. They just want me. And that I can be evil and rule their evil empire with them. I can be evil with them. That's what they want. They're not trying to give me anything though. Because Jesus told me that they keep telling me that they're going to give me money. But Jesus told me that they're lying to me about that. So they're not trying to give me anything. They just want to date me and give me nothing, which I think is ghetto. I think it's really ghetto. I'm just, everything feels very confusing. But I think I am gonna talk about it on my podcast. I think this is what the Lord is telling me. But I'm scared. I'm gonna be honest and say that. I'm scared. But I guess if you guys are rocking with me, then you're rocking with me. And if you're not rocking with me, then you're not rocking with me. But I feel like a lunatic. 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 I feel crazy. I feel crazy. I feel out of my mind. And I'm scared. Not about the demons. The demons don't scare me. I'm scared of people. I'm scared of the way people think about me. Because I want friends. I feel like I've been looking for friends my whole life. And I've been on Bumble trying to find friends. And I'm proud of myself because I'm making strides to find people. But I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. But you can't find friends by not opening yourself up. You have to open yourself up to find people. So that's what I'm doing. But I guess this podcast is going to take a big turn. It's going to take a big turn, and it's going to be a podcast that talks about my mental health. It's going to be a personal podcast now. Wow. Well, I guess it's still going to be a ministry, because I'm going to preach. One thing I'm going to do is preach. One thing I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach the gospel. One thing I'm going to do is preach the gospel. But it's going to turn into a podcast that talks about my feelings. My feelings. And I guess it's going to be updated more frequently. I'm probably going to be on this podcast every day. And if it's going to talk about my feelings, if we're going to do something it's about my feelings, the amount of tea that I need to give y'all, the sheer amount of tea that I need to give y'all, girl. So my laptop cut off at the end with the other thing. It cut off. I had like five more minutes of audio that it just cut off and it didn't save when I recorded it. So that just goes to show that I'm dealing with so much warfare again. Warfare. Warfare again. It's very annoying. Very annoying to be a prophet of the Most High God. How irritating. How irritating it is to be a prophet of the Most High God. So, unfortunately, this podcast is going to have to go back to having terrible audio quality. I got a new phone, so hopefully my phone quality, like the audio on my new phone, sounds better than the audio on my old phone. but I don't know, it's probably not going to sound as good as it does through this microphone, and I'm testing the limits by recording on this microphone again. But, you know, yeah. But like I said, I'm going to turn this podcast into a regular... Oh, not my thing going off. Girl, everything is so ghetto today. I'm sorry. Girl, I'm tired. But yeah. Yeah, I'm turning this into a personal podcast that's gonna talk about my feelings. It's switching up the flow, and it's becoming way more personal, entirely too personal. If you don't like it, then you can go, I guess. It's gonna talk about the ins and outs of what I am dealing with, because I need an outlet. My brain is filled with too many voices, quite literally. And I need an outlet. Dealing with schizophrenia is hard. And I need an outlet. So I'm using my podcast to do that. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I'm still going to preach, though. So... you don't have to listen to the personal ones if you don't like it. But, you know, this is what I'm going to do. Still going to preach the gospel. But I'm going to preach in a new way. I'm going to preach in a personal way. Preaching from my life. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And hopefully when I do this, it'll be better for my mental health and help me to, you know, get loose of things, sip fruit from the forbidden fruit and get loose certain things, you know. So, you know, hopefully, that works out. So, yeah. If you made it all the way to the end of the podcast, thank you. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com, and that is the host of my blog, and I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.